Welcome everyone to this episode of the Ripping Strips podcast.
Woo! We're ready to go.
I'm Corn Dog,
and I'm L Dog,
and this is the podcast where we roast comic strips. We talk to each other, and we're friends.
And it's gonna blow your mind because it's the greatest show on earth.
Yes,
I'm the high energy one today.
Yes, and I am also the high energy one as well.
Oh, okay. How you been, buddy? How's your weekend been? Why do I say buddy? I never say that normally.
Yeah.
But on here a couple times, I'm like, so how's it going, pal? It's like, what? Why do I do that?
I don't know, but it makes me feel good. Okay. It makes me feel like you care about me and that we are friends, and it lets our audience know that we're friends.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'm overcompensating.
Maybe you should say it outside of the podcast more. Make me feel even better.
Okay, little guy.
No,
it sounds like I'm talking to a son or something,
yeah,
buddy.
Little guy. That's not the same thing. Buddy. How you
Sport.
Been, buddy? Hey, buddy. Buddy is okay.
But seriously, how has your weekend been, sport?
Well, Tiger, thanks for asking. My weekend, I was just trying to fucking think what the fuck even happened this goddamn weekend. Shit.
Yeah, it's been kind of blank for me, too. Just chores and errands and shit.
Yeah, Saturday,
I'm planning.
I chillaxed hard. Oh, I redecorated my place. With my girlfriend. You get a girlfriend and that
Uh-oh.
Type of shit just starts happening.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, my Bob Marley flag tacked above the bed isn't cool anymore. My weed tacked to the wall isn't cool anymore.
Right. Now it just says live, laugh, love all over the place.
Right. Exactly. Take me to the beach. It's wine o'clock. Somewhere. My girlfriend at her old place, they had a great sign, and it said, I'm closing my eyes because it helps me remember. And the harder I scrunch up my eyeballs, the more I remember. And so now I can see it perfectly. Now I can.
That's a lot of words for one sign.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm still reading it. Hold on. It says, something like, it's a picture of a wine bottle, and it says something like, why don't you screw me and make me wine?
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
That's why I brought it up, because it's good, it's funny, and it's good. So anyway, I did some fucking redecorating bullshit, got rid of a lot of crap, and now my house looks good. It's a certified sex pad now for me and my girlfriend.
Okay.
It just looks good. It looks good. It looks nice. There's better art hung up. I did have some shitty art.
You have a round bed that rotates now.
Yep. Right. That's cool. In the kitchen. And and a toilet also in the kitchen. So that looks good. And then I started watching. What did I do? I've been hanging out with my dog.
Oh yeah, how's that going? Is the training coming along? I don't know how old a puppy has to be before it can start.
Yeah, no, it's definitely coming along. It's like, it's still she is.
You say that like you've been calling it a he mistakenly.
Well, it was not very respectful to my dog, and if she hears this podcast.
Oh, God. Gotcha.
She's going to bite my throat out, rip my throat out with her bite.
Oh, sounds like the training's working.
She only does it when she gets mad, so that's an improvement.
Oh, shit.
No, she's doing better. She only pisses in the house like once or twice a day now, which is pretty good. From where she was at. It's a big improvement. Usually it's when she's tired. She's getting better at telling us when she needs to go out and piss.
Oh, nice.
And I've been going outside and peeing a lot more, too. So I think I've been showing her the way. Mandalorian style. This is the way. That's what I say when I pee. I call her over. Her name is Maichi. Maichi, this is the way. As I'm peeing. And I try not to pee on her.
What's Maichi?
So there's this restaurant in Glendale that I like to frequent. My girlfriend likes to frequent. And my daughter is a frequent flyer at as well. And it is called Damon's Tiki Bar and Barbecue Place Hut.
Oh,
restaurant.
Cool.
It's cool. It's really cool.
Is it American style barbecue? Like Southern style? Or Hawaiian? Or
it's actually, it's tiki and it's a steakhouse, but they have barbecue. They have a whole barbecue menu too.
Oh, gotcha.
And it's super old. The food's all right. It's pretty good, but their tiki drinks are incredible. And so they have all these tiki drinks. And one of our favorite ones is a Mai Tai and the drink called a Chi Chi put together into a Mai Chi.
Oh, okay. What's a Chi Chi?
I don't know, some sort of tiki drink.
Oh.
I don't know what goes in any of them. They all are kind of the same color, and they all taste pretty much the same.
Gotcha.
But this one is the Chi Chi. It's a macadamia nut Chi Chi, so it's got kind of a nutty flavor, which is bomb.com.
Hell yeah. Well, that's cool. It's a cute little weird or a unique name.
Thank you. Don't call it weird or else.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Maichi.
She'll come to where you sleep. She'll rip your throat out.
What are you training this dog for?
To protect her image and her
her own image.
Yeah.
She's a copyright dog.
Exactly.
Thank you for laughing. Jesus, that was terrible.
And then I watched some of Clear and Present Danger, that old Harrison Ford movie, which I didn't realize was just like a big... I remember liking that as a kid, which what the fuck type of kid was I where I thought that was a good, cool movie when I was a kid?
I don't think I ever saw it.
I think I just liked it because my dad liked it at the time, and so it made me, and it did have some explosions and shooting and stuff. So I was like, well, this makes me feel cool and sophisticated for liking it. But Harrison Ford works for some government agency. I didn't make it through the whole film. I got bored and turned it off.
He works for the IRS.
No.
He's just filing papers.
He works somewhere. He works with the president or something. And he figures out this Colombian drug cartel guy kills someone who's friends with the president. And then there's some sort of conspiracy going on and he's getting to the bottom of it. But it's like a big, like, anti-drug movie. Like, we need to be fucking the war on drugs needs to, you know, we really need to invest in that because this is getting out of control.
Oh, wow. What year did that come out?
This is a kind of propaganda. 90s.
Wow. That's like after, I mean, I guess it was still going on, but.
Yeah.
People seemed in the late 90s to be figuring out like, wow, that war on drugs is kind of dumb. And now it's like just known like that it was bad to go to Vietnam. It's like, yeah, DARE didn't work at all.
Right. Well, yeah, and especially when we have the Iran-Contra affair where we're smuggling, our CIA is smuggling cocaine into the States to fund operations to fight communism. You know, that's what
he knows. They may be doing that same type of thing
today
because they were running guns. Was it during Obama or Bush? I forgot. The president didn't know about it, but it like happened.
Right.
Well, it was like a big scandal. I was like, what the hell, guys?
I know.
What are you doing?
I know. Anyway, I started watching that movie and then it was like, that movie is long. I feel like movies back in the 90s were like 45 minutes, you know, compared to movies now.
Yeah.
You know?
Comedies, yeah.
They're all like, and this movie was over 2 hours. It's like 2 hours and 15 minutes. So, and it was slow. Not one shooting was happening at all by the time I turned it off, maybe 25 minutes in. But it was like.
Yeah, but that's.
That's a long time.
The first act. There should at least be the first scene should at least show later in the film if it's going to be a slow build.
Right.
My opinion.
Well, and it was like, it's a Tom Clancy book. It's, you know, so it's like a thriller action movie. Nothing was fucking happening. And I still had like, you know, an hour and 50 minutes left. And I was like, well, fuck this, dude. I want to go to bed soon.
Yes, so. I've sat through too many movies where I'm like, well, it'll get better. And it
doesn't.
It ends eventually. And they're never. The finale might have been like a gunshot or something.
Right, like, right, right. Off-screen gunshot.
Yeah. What happened? It's just a guy, the back of a guy's head, he hears a gun sound. It's like, oh, no. And the guy's already on the ground.
Yes, exactly.
This is the worst movie ever.
Speaking of, I can't believe I didn't fucking bring this up. I should backtrack before my redecorating with my fucking girlfriend. I went with my daughter and my girlfriend to go and see in the theaters. I should have brought you along too. The Garfield movie.
Oh yeah. Was it good?
I loved it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I loved it. I loved it.
You looked like you weren't going to see. I didn't expect that.
So here's the story. Let me just, it's okay.
I'm going to spoil the Garfield movie?
Yeah. No, my personal story of going to see Garfield.
Let's hear it.
I get in an argument with my daughter on the way there. Something, I don't even remember what it was about. Oh, right. I'm trying to help her. I'll just spill the tea. Who cares? She's never going to hear this. She's got rubber bands. She got braces and got the rubber bands that go from the top and the bottom.
Oh, okay.
And it's a pain in the ass. You got to take them out when you eat, put them back in after you're done eating. It's really hard to remember. They're uncomfortable. It sucks. She's got them. I'm trying to remind her to do them. I'm also trying to encourage her to be motivated to try and put them in and wear them on her own. Because if not, she's going to have to keep wearing them. And it's really fucking annoying. So, you know, I'm trying to problem solve. And she's not trying to problem solve. And she's fine just like forgetting. And so I got pissed off in that moment. So then I go into this movie theater and now I'm pissed off going to see Garfield in the theater. This is a weird place to be.
Uh-huh.
As a man who turns 40 this year, you know, upset and going to see a children's movie, not only a children's movie, but Garfield. So we went to this place in Glendale called Look Cinemas. And it's kind of like a Alamo Draft House situation, you know, where you can order food.
Is this the one that you had a bad experience at with either Barbie or?
Yes. Migration.
You went back.
I didn't.
You vowed to never go there.
I didn't want to. I did not want to. And when my girlfriend brought it up, I was like, are you serious? And her and Toby, I was outnumbered. They forced me to go back, and I was already pissed walking in, and I'm like, this movie theater is fucking cursed. I hate it. So I ordered food. Once again, I'm already mad,
and you're anticipating it's not gonna come out because last time,
exactly, and I'm already mad about something else, so this is a horrible, it's gonna be horrible. They bring the food out on time. Now, my girlfriend we're going to split a quesadilla because we felt like they can't really fuck that up. And a Southwestern salad.
Okay. May I ask what kind of quesadilla?
Cheese.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's hard to screw that up because chicken, it could be gross frozen chicken and taste bad. But okay.
Well,
cheese and tortilla. Easy.
Easy. We're going for as easy as possible. And my daughter got chicken strips and fries. Now, one thing I've learned wholeheartedly about myself is these dine-in movie theaters are just not for me. If you want me to order food like at a restaurant, ordering food and then waiting for the food to come is so much mental work for me. I can't focus on anything else. All I want
I feel that.
Know is when my food's going to get there, what's going on, how it's going to be, what I should have maybe ordered instead. That's my primary focus when food is involved. So,
of course, at a restaurant table, I assume it's easy to distract yourself with conversation, but it's harder to watch a movie.
Yeah. Well, very practiced at having a conversation and not really paying attention because I'm thinking, yeah, I'm pretty good at that, you know, especially when I'm waiting for food. I can have a conversation, distract myself, and then kind of tune out when I want to start looking for food. But when I go in to see a movie that I paid for, I can't pay attention to what's going on in the movie, especially if I've eaten an edible. And so, and I'm angry at my daughter. So I ate the edible after I had the argument, just for clarity's sake. I don't want everyone to think maybe someone thinks that maybe getting high makes you more angry for some reason. That is not what happened in this case. So I had trouble following the beginning of the movie. There's parts of it I don't really know what happened, even though I was watching the screen the whole time, because I was spaced out thinking about my food and thinking about my fight. And get the food.
Was there tension with your editor, or did she not really realize you were mad?
There was tension. She was mad too.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
You know, it's okay. You know, she's almost 10. You get in arguments.
Yeah.
She's starting to get attitude.
Well, she's you're trying to teach her responsibility. I get it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, and it's a frustrating experience for us all to have to deal with these fucking rubber bands. They suck. And so we get the food. Ah, now I can finally watch the movie. The salad comes with no salad dressing. There's no dipping sauces for the chicken tenders, not even ketchup or the fries. You have to pay. I had to reorder 75 cents worth of for any sauce. I had to stop and flag a guy down and say, hey, we ordered some sauce. Please, can you bring it for us? There's no dressing on this $19 piece of shit salad.
Dude, I will never run a business like that. I never don't want to, but that pisses me the fuck off. It's so simple. It's like,
yes,
so many of those things. Like, why charge for sauce? French fries come with ketchup. Charge, not 75, charge $2 more. That's better than what you've done to Cornell.
Yes.
This is horrible.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll gladly pay more. I'll pay too much for food, but it's the convenience. I'm already at a movie theater. I'll pay extra. We're paying for a big space. I get it.
Right, exactly.
But don't fuck up the thing that you can do well, which is just bring me fucking...
Right, bring me food. Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, and then the quesadilla had chicken in it, which, not complaining about that. It was actually not bad.
It's an upgrade.
Yeah, that was an upgrade. So I do like that. But the salad,
someone else probably got your quesadilla.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. My girlfriend, she ate the quesadilla first. I ate some of the salad and I was high enough and I was like, you know, it's pretty good even without dressing. I was just eating it. Just like, I'm fine. This is good. And then I passed to my girlfriend and she gives me the other quesadilla. I eat the quesadilla and she's like, she's like, this salad smells bad. And then she didn't even take a bite of the salad. And now I'm like, oh shit, what did I just eat that I was eating that
smells bad?
Yeah, she thinks it smells bad. So that was worrying. Again, and the movie's playing the whole time. I have no idea what's going on in the movie this whole time.
But you love the movie. What
but
were there onions in the salad?
There were pickled onions in it.
Okay.
So maybe that was it. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't
think
smell
else
anything.
Should smell that I could even think of in
the
a salad.
Chicken, maybe.
Oh, chicken. I didn't know there was chicken.
Yeah, there's chicken in it. I don't really know. I don't really know, to be honest with you. The quesadilla I had, I went to, there was, it, that came with three sides. That one came with three sides automatically. Nothing for the chicken tenders and fries for my daughter that got cold before she even got her fucking honey mustard. But The quesadilla came with...
I'm so pissed right now.
So, I know.
I used to be a server, too.
It's infuriating. The quesadilla came with salsa, sour cream, and guacamole. So that was nice. Tried to pour the salsa into the sour cream to make like a salsa aioli situation or something like that. But it's dark, so I poured the salsa into the guacamole, and that was not what I meant to do. It was okay, but it was not my intention. I wanted to keep guacamole separate. And then I had to pour the guacamole salsa combo into the sour cream, and I just messed up all three sauces in my So that was my bad though. That one's on me.
You're filled with so much rage at one point. You're just like,
Now, the movie, after that point, after I'd eaten, because maybe I had a little bit of hanger going on, I'll be honest.
Okay.
After I'd eaten, I was able to settle in and watch the second half of Garfield. And I was delighted by it.
Nice.
Yeah. I'd seen Migration. That was the last movie I saw there, which I fucking hated. But that was also because of this theater sucks.
That's the story you told, Migration.
Yeah. And I just recently seen If, the John Krasinski movie, mm-hmm. that fucking sucks. Don't go see that movie. That's like... It's not for kids. It's not for adults. It's for nobody. The movie sucks. It's full of plot holes and it's cringe. My daughter loved it.
Okay.
Garfield. Garfield was the best by far. Very funny, cool stuff. They go to there's a scene. I don't want to ruin it for you, but once they get into that dairy farm, beautiful, very cool stuff going on there.
Okay. Oh, can't wait.
And Odie's cute. Garfield, especially when Garfield's a kitten, adorable. John's there, but not in the way. Good film. And the best part about the whole film experience is afterwards, as I was leaving, I said, you know, I'll come here again, but I'm never, ever eating here ever again. And my girlfriend and daughter both agreed with me.
Nice.
So that was Harmony. A huge win.
Okay. That Garfield brings the family together.
It did. We all loved it. We all loved it.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer. It was the best Garfield movie trailer I had seen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, he had a great cartoon, and that's the only good media I guess they ever made.
Right.
But this latest movie, the trailer looked pretty good, but then I heard bad reviews.
Yeah.
So I just assumed it's got to be bad. All the other ones look atrocious.
Right.
I can't imagine what Jim Henson is even thinking agreeing to this stuff. Damn it. I think I've done that before.
It's all right. No one cares.
That was a risk, too, because I was like, am I saying the right one?
Jim
Davis.
Yeah.
He's got circles for the eyes and his signature.
Jim Davis does?
I used to be obsessed with Garfield when I was a little kid.
Really?
That's cute. Now I can't even remember the guy's name. Shame on me.
Shame on you. Chris Pratt is the voice of Garfield, which of course he is, because he's doing everything now. He's like The Rock and Kevin Hart level.
So that worked?
Good for him. Yeah, he did fine. Samuel L. Jackson plays Garfield's dad, which is an interesting casting choice.
He looks like he could be Chris's dad.
Well, it goes back to the problem once again that these animated movies, we're not going to see these animated movies for the celebrities that are in the cast. You don't need to make George Clooney voice a duck. We don't give a shit that it's George Clooney. We just want to see a good fucking movie.
Right. But that's got to work or they wouldn't do it. It costs them so much money. And you've got Samuel L. going. That's what it is. That you've got Samuel L. going on talk shows and promoting it.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. And also you probably have Samuel L. Jackson to a 3,000 picture deal at every major studio.
Right. Well, yeah. Let's knock one of these pictures out before this guy bites the bucket. Is that a term?
Bites the bucket. Yeah, I think that's even worse than kicking the bucket. And you bite it.
Oh.
It's kick the bucket, is what I'm saying. But binding the bucket's pretty good. Anyway, yeah, some interesting casting choices. I hate that they're all Awkwafina's voicing a fucking character. It's like, no way, Awkwafina's doing a voice in an animated feature. I gotta go see it. No one's saying
was that. Was she Nirmal or something?
I don't even think she was in this one. Nirmal was not in it either. Spoiler
alert. That might be a good thing.
Yeah.
Nirmal's a good joke. He was great in the cartoon. I say he, but I thought it was a she as a kid. But
we all did.
But Nirmal's a funny joke, but he can't always be around because it's like, you know, you're annoying. You really are annoying. Like, Odie's not annoying. Odie's just fun to fuck with.
Right. Yeah, and Nirmal, you know, taught us pronouns so young.
Taught us how to dead name.
Yeah.
Kittens.
Once we found out that Nirmal was actually a man, and happy Pride Month. Nirmal.
To all you Nirmal freaks out there.
All you Nirmal freaks. I think that might have been, maybe Nirmal's a little too risque, at least for the first picture.
Risque.
Yeah, maybe it just like, it's just.
Well, sending someone to Abu Dhabi is racist, so.
Right. And yeah, the whole Nirmal thing is just bad. It's just
animal cruelty, yeah. Did Odie ever get kicked off a table?
No, Odie never got kicked off a table.
Did John ever embarrass himself in front of a woman? That's key.
No.
Did Garfield even like lasagna?
Garfield didn't eat a single morsel.
No, I know he did. I saw the ad.
But the surprising thing about this movie that I really loved is that it shares a lot in common, including the great Ving Rhames, which was one celebrity casting I was very happy about.
Who did he play? John?
No, he played a bull from this famous dairy farm.
Okay.
And I can, if you want to know the plot, I can tell you. Or should I keep
it's
it
up
a
to
secret?
You if it's worth the pod, if it's good for the pod.
Garfield. No, I'm not going to do it. Anyway, it has a lot in common and is influenced a lot. You're not going to believe me when I say this, but it is very influenced by Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning.
Oh, that doesn't even spoil it because I haven't seen that one.
It's incredible. The fact that they did that is really good. It's really made it
cool.
A great feature. It was really fun. I enjoyed it a lot, and I don't really understand why everyone is hating on it. Besides I get being annoyed that with Samuel L. Jackson and Chris Pratt, I do get that, and all the product placement. I get being upset with that.
Well, I was gonna say Samuel L., but you know what? I like both of them in movies.
Same. I mean, Chris Pratt was Mario; he did fine. Now he's Garfield; he did great.
Yeah, you're right though. I wouldn't. Who would you cast as Garfield?
You
ran the universe other than Lorenzo Music. Like, who's alive?
Right. Who has that voice? I don't even know.
You know what's sad is Bill Murray was the obvious choice, but that first movie, and maybe they made two of them
did.
It was live action. That was
Tale of Two Kitties.
I never watched them, but I just saw that they were horrible.
Yeah.
They couldn't be good. And I heard they weren't.
Yeah, they really did bad. They really did a bad thing for poor old Garfield. Although, to be fair, as much as I loved Garfield and Friends, and as much as I read Garfield comic books growing up, I think rewatching them, they are not very funny.
Garfield comics?
Yeah, and the Garfield and Friends TV show.
Oh, I have. I watched them a couple years ago for nostalgia. And with a lot of kids shows, they make like dozens of episodes every year.
Right.
So you can tell. You can see like things are rushed. Yeah. There are mistakes. But and some of them are crappy. But some of the episodes, There's one episode where Garfield, stop me if I've told you this on this pod. Garfield's at a picnic with John and Odie. John and Odie go to play Frisbee. Now, Garfield, do not touch that picnic basket. And Garfield's like, I won't. Angel, you know, Halo. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they walk away and he thinks about it. And he's like, you know what? This time I'm just going to take a nap. I'm going to be a good kitty. And he takes a nap. And while he's sleeping, an elf comes out of the tree and steals the lasagna. He follows the elf into the tree. There's a whole world where the elves eat money and spend lasagna as money. It's the funniest, most creative, like awesome little 7-minute short ever. Yeah. And at the end, of course, Garfield gets in trouble. And I think maybe an elf, you know, does something at the end, like as a punchline. But it's like a really just funny. Yeah. Funny and creative.
All right.
But I guess they're not all like that.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, I guess the ones I watched weren't that good. But you know what? Damn it, if I didn't love the show. So there's got to be some good stuff in there. So yeah, Garfield the movie. I would recommend it. Don't listen to what your letterbox says. It's fun. Just go in, relax, let your hair down, and enjoy some good old-fashioned fun. Don't be a hater like all the people, all the reviews I saw online.
That's all right. Well, that's Cornell's endorsement.
Should I do a Ripley's? The Garfield
movie. Yeah, let's do some Ripley's.
Okay. Okay. I got two. I picked out two different Ripley's because one, they're both interesting collections of facts. And it's so indicative of this whole comic strip. All right. So I'll start with this one. In 2024, Sophia Hayden from Washington State successfully wore 45 sweaters at once.
Okay.
Logan couldn't roll his eyes harder at that one.
Jeez.
And I agree. Not that interesting. Okay. The next one. This one. I'll just read it. The Franklinville Volunteer Fire Company in New Jersey rescued a dog that got her head stuck in the rim of a discarded tire. It's just a sad story.
Okay, next.
The poor dog.
Ripley's Believe It or Not. Wow.
All right. Lastly, Macy Davis Sutherland has a strand of hair on her right arm, on her right upper arm, measuring an astounding 7.24 inches. What? Now that's a good one. That is a good one.
It's curious that a person like that kept her hair like she noticed it one day and didn't just pluck it.
I know.
I probably have hairs that would have been that long.
I know. That's got to be years of growth. How do you grow? Just pull it out. I know, but good for her. Good.
Yeah, she's a millionaire now because of this.
I wonder if it's in a mole. Okay, so these ones, this one has one good fact, one fact I don't understand really, and then one horrible fact.
Okay.
So should I start at horrible or should I start at good? Or should I start at the one that you don't understand?
I guess horrible.
Okay, here's the worst fact I've seen in a while. Believe it or not. I love how some of them have titles. All right. The satanic leaf-tailed gecko. Satanic leaf-tailed gecko. That's a cool pretty name. Badass name. Yeah.
That's a metal.
All right. This is the dumbest, but the rest of this fact, it's going to make your head explode. You're going to be furious like I was at Garfield.
Well, I did learn about a new gecko, but let's hear it.
The satanic leaf-tailed gecko has a tail that resembles a leaf.
I was mad before you finished.
No,
it's also
shit.
Named after Satan, by the way. Anyway, yeah, what exactly. The fuck? The story exactly. Behind the name has got to be.
It's like, yeah, no shit. I believe that this thing named Leaf Tail.
The head writer handed off to a younger writer, hey, the satanic leaf-tailed gecko. Write about the name. That sounds interesting. I don't have time to look that up. You do it. Okay. Oh, it's leaf. Tail looks like a leaf. Jeez. Oh, Pizzo. That's crazy.
That's insane. okay, now I'm going to go to the good
That's
one.
That's a troll.
That's a troll. Us. Yeah, I feel like it is. Yeah. Okay. This is a good one. After hearing her daughter complain of monsters in her bedroom, Ashley Klass discovered 50,000 bees behind her daughter's bedroom walls.
I understand that, but who counted?
Good question. Good question. It was 50,000 exactly. Like 49,999. 50,000. Wow. 50,000.
Wow. We should write a comic strip about this. So
that's pretty wild. I would feel bad if my daughter was sleeping next to 50,000 bees.
Yeah. Okay. I've heard stories about kids sleeping next to, like behind their wall is like a giant wall of black mold.
Oh, yeah.
It's freaky. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, that is not good. There's like a thing you can check for black mold, right?
I don't know.
All right. All right. So here's the last one. And this one, I don't really understand. You got to help me. Okay. Forensic.
Oh, I thought this was the best one.
No, I read the best one already.
Oh.
This one is confusing to me.
All right.
Forensic artist Lois Gibson escaped a serial killer and went on to help catch more than 1,300 criminals.
Well, we have to, like, come up with our own rationale, because that's all it says. But I think it means that she was not a forensic. She was not a forensic artist until after she was a victim. I think that's what it's implying. But it did not say that
she was
clearly
a victim. She's forensic artist Lois Gibson escaped a serial killer,
and that's when she became a serial artist.
Oh, she was like,
think
is what she almost got murdered, and then probably drew the guy, and they're like, that's him. And then she went on to catch more than 1,300 criminals. Let's see. Let's look her up. Lois Gibson, artist. All right, so she's a friend. She has a Guinness World Record for most identifications by a forensic artist. She drew the first forensic sketch shown on America's Most Wanted.
Whoa.
Wow.
You know, there's a true crime show called People Magazine Investigates, and I drew a sketch that, actually, now that I think about it, they didn't use it. But I made a prop of a sketch artist.
Wow. Yes, so she was assaulted and nearly killed when she was 21 in Los Angeles. All right. Well, who gives a shit? Let's look up the satanic tail leaf frog, because that thing is cool. Satanic leaf-tailed gecko. I said that completely wrong. Whoa. That is badass looking.
Whoa, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, it looks crispy. It looks like a piece of jerky with eyes and legs.
That really does look cool.
Well, that's the best fact we can get. It's a better fact than we got from Ripley's Believe It or Not. The satanic leaf-tailed gecko looks fucking cool.
Yeah.
And its name is cool too. All right. Well, that's it for facts. So I hope you guys learned something today. Please go out and tell your friends. If they ask for any more information, just say, go fuck yourself.
Ooh. Tell them corndog sent you.
How was your weekend, Logan? I really railroaded this whole podcast talking about my weekend, and we didn't even get a check-in on you yet.
No, you saved me. I got nothing. I mean, I've been doing errands and chores and planning, and work's been slow, so I'm like, well, I didn't even get everything done that I wanted to do, like a reel and shit. It's boring. It's really boring shit. I don't even have a daughter or girlfriend to
give you content. Yeah, exactly.
Give me content. Well, I guess they're showing this, like, I don't know what this neighbor's doing, and they're showing, like, this
apartment
off to sell it. That's something that's happening.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff. Do you ever like put on a fake mustache and pretend you're a prospective buyer?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, let's see.
Our numbers are up, I checked.
Really?
Yeah, on the audio. Well, I guess all definitely on the audio.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. Keep talking, keep telling your friends and tuning in. And
yeah.
And, you know, we got more exciting stuff. If you want to get more info on the roller skating man who lives with Buffalo Kid, maybe we'll get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, what the hell is he doing?
It sounds like a rowing machine.
Shit, I forgot his name. I was going to yell at him. Scott. Hey, what's going on up there?
Oh, it's a classic apartment living story. You need a broom. Don't you know that? You need a broom.
What is
to
he
hit
doing?
Hit the roof. Do you think he ever hears us podcasting? Do you think he listens to the facts and goes, wow, that's I believe it.
He's complained about my music.
Has he?
Yeah.
How to you? You came and knocked?
He complained first to management and then to me.
No way.
So I still play music because nothing's going to happen to me. He can get,
what the
he can go
hell?
Fuck himself. But I have to let him be loud now too, though.
That's fair. That's fair. But come on, man. First to management and then to you? Why even come to you at that point? You already took the coward's way out.
It was weird. Because also I kind of knew why he was coming down and knocking on the door. So when I opened the door, I was like, hey, oh, you're the new neighbor. Welcome. Da, da, da. And he was, it like took all the wind out of his sails. He's just like, I can hear your music, you know. It's like, okay. Yeah. It's like, yeah. And I wanted, looking back, I wanted to say, if he kept bugging me, I eventually wanted to be like, have you never lived in an apartment before? But grew up in Manhattan.
Oh.
So he's some rich
bitch.
I don't know what his deal is.
Wow. Whatever. Fascinating. Fascinating stuff. Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of looking. I mean, in between TV shows right now, that's been hurting me.
Yeah, it's hard to motivate myself to catch anything. I watch Smiling Friends.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, the way I feel, like, we're all older now, but the way I feel old is the TV shows I do watch every time they come on is, actually, I've been missing South Park.
Yeah.
And Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Nobody watches that anymore.
Yeah.
But that's still a great show.
Yeah.
But those shows are so old now.
They're so old now, yeah.
And Smiling Friends is the only new one, but all the people on there are kind of famous from decades ago on the internet.
Right.
So it's
really?
Yeah.
It was like Homestar Runner and stuff?
Ooh, they should have them on. I don't think they've had... You know what, though? Maybe they already have.
They have like a bunch
But it's people like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Homestar Runner style.
Oh, interesting.
And they mix, it's all mixed media.
Yeah, the mixed media part is really cool. It's my favorite part of the show, I think.
Yeah, the boss is voiced by Sick. Have you ever heard of Sick Animation?
Maybe.
You probably, when you see it, you'd be like, oh, yeah, those. But yeah, one of the main voices is like, did you ever watch Newgrounds.com, like in college?
Yes.
It's the
And that, I also played their mature video games.
Whoa. It's that group of people.
Gotcha.
That group of artists makes
gotcha,
that show.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So
gotcha,
they've been around.
Gotcha. Wow. Crazy. And they finally got an Adult Swim show in 2024.
Yeah. Well, last year, I think, or 2 years ago or something. But yeah.
Wow. No, it's brand new. Right?
It's the second season.
Oh, really?
And it's animated. So I think they started a year before the first season, you know.
Right. 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 Wow, good for them. Hey, keep your nose to the old freaking grindstone, bro.
They started. Well, I guess they didn't start, but they had a podcast. They got big on their podcast.
Really?
No, actually, I guess they did Let's Plays where they play video games and talk over it.
Like
but
Twitch?
I think of that as a podcast.
Like a Twitch sitch?
I guess so.
Twitch sitch.
They would play video games, make jokes, and do voices and stuff, and then their fans would animate it. It was interesting. And I was just like a way background fan who never paid for any Patreon or anything, but I saw it on YouTube. It was like, oh,
right.
These guys are good.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I would love to get paid for people to watch me play video games. Maybe I should try it.
Maybe, but I wouldn't.
Why not?
I've thought about a lot of different versions of being a YouTuber, and you're committed. You cannot stop playing video games. You cannot take a week off. You cannot take a month off. They'll uprise against you, or they'll stop watching you, or you won't make money. You know, it's like,
yeah, that's true.
People seem to live a nightmarish life in a weird way. Some of them, yeah.
Mm.
Some of these YouTubers.
That's a good point. Okay, I guess I'll just keep having no career. I'll just keep doing
nothing.
I
think we're doing it right, like different ways, but you're an artist.
Yeah.
You know, we do a podcast so that, you know, you can kind of get to know us if you want and whatever. And
right.
See how funny we are, but you're an artist who puts out art. That's what you want.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to, like,
just churn out content for the sake of making money and making your viewers happy.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, it, there's a lot of different versions of it, but yeah, I've seen, well, an example is being a YouTuber who talks about drama with other YouTubers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a snake eating its own tail. You're actually not, you're barely making content. It is entertaining.
Right.
And people will watch you, but people will hate you. And people will not ever, you're not creating anything, and you'll never make a real name for yourself as like a good guy. You know, you're just kind of a gossip person.
Yeah, I remember we were at Toby's friend's house, and he has a younger brother who was watching YouTube the whole time. And, you know, like Skibidi Toilet was big. You know, Skibidi
Toilet.
That's
an artist who made, I mean, that's,
absolutely.
Sounds silly, but I'm serious. That's a person who did YouTube and the internet right.
Yeah. I mean, what, they have like, you know, 3 billion views on each video, and they made a bunch of money from that. And at least, you know, they're making their own content, art, whatever, how weird it is and how dumb it is that it came all together and how stupid you think the product is, whatever. But I was watching what this kid was watching, who just puts on YouTube and lets it play as he plays on his iPad. The parents are just kind of just don't give a shit. And so, and to be fair, I put the TV on and look at my phone for hours on end too, so I can't really be too on my high horse about the whole thing. But this one was a Skibidi Toilet video, and it was, I might have said this on the podcast already, but it was a it was playing Skibidi Toilet videos backwards, and there were two like twinky guys who are like dressed young, but they were grown-ups, holding like stuffies and watching the Skibidi Toilet videos backwards and just being like, oh my God, I wonder if any strange coincidences are going to happen.
Oh,
you know,
right.
Like, oh my God, his head went into the toilet instead of coming out. Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, this is specifically for the kids that were like this guy's age, you know, like 5-year-olds who just put it on and walk away and just let it keep playing. That kind of and you're like, you know, like that kind of content, it really creeps me out. You know, like a Blippi, I don't know if you know what Blippi is. He's for kids, or like Miss Rachel. They're both for like YouTube videos for kids that are like really big. Like Miss Rachel's just like, hi kids, we're gonna learn how to count, you know, and like Blippi's like, today I'm going to a playground, yay! Like, at least that's like you're doing something in its content. But like the reaction videos for kids as an adult making reaction videos for kids, that's a weird, weird world, man. But you make a lot of money, I bet, real easily.
Yeah. And even though we've been talking trash this whole time, reactions are the one thing where, like, you with video games, me with reactions, or maybe making fun of movies or something, it's like, that could be fun and I could do that forever. I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't, I guess I'm not against it, but I don't really want to be known as that, or that to be my main thing.
Right.
But maybe I should be. Work is slow. Maybe I should be doing that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, well, couldn't hurt. Well, this podcast might change drastically into reaction-only content.
We've talked about that before. We should at least do a couple.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just in, with the setup, with the TV.
Yeah, absolutely. We should. Whoa. No way. Oh my God. Did that just happen?
No, we'd be way better.
Oh, do we have to? That seems fun. That seems like something I could do forever. That checked out and just going, ah, no way. And I'm not even watching what's going on the TV.
Like I've been doing in this podcast.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. All right, on that note, let's do the strips. You ready to battle royale?
Let's do the battle royale, baby.
You won last week.
That's right, I did.
So you're bringing yours back, and you get to go first.
I brought La Cucaracha last time. Right. And we're back for more. I found a good one. Although going through them, I guess they're hit and miss.
Okay.
This series. But I found one that made me laugh really hard.
Oh, baby.
Oops. I oversold it. Anyway. open mic night at Titans Comedy Club. That's love a first it. Panel. And there's three more panels, and it's all just a stand-up. Doing his set. He looks like a cholo, of course. He's got the top button. Sure.
Yeah, that's kind of La Cucaracha's thing, as but the title
he's
would
got
suggest.
Rabbit ears. I don't know. Oh, I guess he's a cockroach. Those are antenna. Okay. So J-Lo, Bad Bunny, and Jerry Seinfeld walk into a bar. And then one of the audience members says, and then what happens? And then he says, I don't know. Nobody cares.
All right. He's right. When you're right, you're right. Although I do care about Bad Bunny, I'll be honest. I'm a big Bad Bunny fan.
I forgot who that is.
Oh,
singer,
really?
I assume?
Yep. Yep. He's incredible. He's great. He's a reggaeton guy.
Well, Lalo's not into it.
Clearly. All right. So I am bringing one in that I've never read before. I haven't all even right. read this panel. It was a roulette choice.
Okay.
So this one is called Wannabe by Luca Debbis. Okay, and there's a girl on her phone standing in like a hallway, and I think someone else, maybe a boy, is looking at her. She's got like, I don't know, sweats coming off her, or if it's like the surprise emotion that kind of looks like sweat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's looking at her phone, and she goes, did you know that a person's IQ peaks between the ages of 16 to 25? And the next panel, she goes, all these mathematicians trying to solve the McKenzie problem are on a race against their own brains. She's talking to this boy again. She goes, if they get too old, their brains might not be able to anymore to understand why my socials defy the algorithm. Kind of depressing, right? And that's when she goes, on the bright side, I'll always be the interest of inappropriately young men. On the bright side, I'll always be the interest of inappropriately young men. What the fuck? What does that even mean? Do you even get what
I thought you said it wrong and you repeated it and you said the same thing. I thought she was going to say inappropriately old.
On the bright side, I'll always be the interest of it. Maybe it's like a MILF or something.
Can I take a look?
I think the funniest
it's
thing.
It's very wordy.
Yeah. Their brains won't be able to comprehend how my socials defy the algorithm or something like that.
Man, sure, her hips don't lie. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, she's a hottie. That's why I picked it. I looked for the sexiest comic character. And after looking at Garfield for a while, I went and found her.
I was going to read this, and I'm just checking her out. That's hilarious. I really was. It's a well-drawn little hottie.
Well, yeah, but in a poorly made comic strip because clearly it lost.
Yes. Lalo Alcaraz does it again. It gets too political sometimes and I think it makes it not fun.
Yeah, it is in the political section, which by the way, I forgot to do comments again, which I will do.
All good. But there's also a lot of piñatas. It's like, okay, come on. You've done all the piñata shit.
Well, we'll see next episode what Lalo brings to the table as he competes against another competitor. Hopefully that packs some sort of a punch, unlike Wannabe, even though she She was pretty sexy, and Logan might be looking at her later.
Oh, yeah.
But until next time, guys, keep gripping.
Keep ripping.
And keep stripping.